And now, Thriller Thursdays on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The saga of the European King, Chapter 19. The historic siege of Castle Magnificent.
Let's back up. Your mind is full of questions. How did the king end up in Eric Rageeater's dungeon? Did he ever catch up to his ex-wife after he turned into Super King and flew away after her? Why doesn't the king just turn into Super King every level? Can you build a machine that can accurately tell you when another machine is going to fail? These are all perfectly healthy questions, and you're very clever to have them. So let's go to the coast of Belize, just over a week after the king left that climactic battle of Book 1. He did the thing that all responsible people do when they awake to find themselves in an unfamiliar place, which was to call a friend and to make them worry.
Hello?
Ah!
Calm down your highness, I'm having difficulty.
No, you calm down!
No. You're still coming down off the end of the amethysts. Don't walk back to the chaplain pump. I'm someone else to have a try at collecting them. Try to breathe. Breathe deeply. Diaphragm.
Whenever I talk, metal comes out.
Sire,
metal
what
balls.
Did you do when you were Super King?
There was an ocean, and we kicked up the waves. I headbutted an island.
Okay. Any idea which island that was?
One was spared.
Hopefully not one of ours. Though.
She kept upgrading her ship as I came at her. She slowed me down with birds and missiles, and she built new engines and weapons.
I guess she was a clever girl. Huh?
And then we flew into space.
Oh, extraordinary. How long were you up there?
I don't know, a day, just days.
Can you tell me where about you came down?
I'm so hungry,
Just a moment, Your Magnificence. We must first ascertain whether
King
you are...
Food badly.
Well, when was it that you last ate?
I had some pears. I smashed through some meteors. And then it didn't hurt, but it slowed me down. And then she fired some homing rockets at me. So I had the rockets follow me, and I led them into her nose cone.
Yes. The magnificent maneuver.
In between rounds, I ate a pear.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
I am not a calendar. I am the king.
From the sound of that groan, you've only minutes to live. But don't panic. Together, we'll find you some food. Listen to my voice. Tell me where you are.
It is bright daylight. I am on a beach. There are a bunch of trees over there. I've not seen trees like those before. To the north is the crash site of the rocket ship. To the south is the warm ocean.
A crash site? Well, go north and finish off the thrice damned ex.
No, I'm too weak even for a stone cold execution. I have to eat.
Okay. Go south. Maybe there are some fish.
This is not any coastline of Europe. Twisted pieces of driftwood mark out a cursed forest. An outcrop of blistered igneous rock provides a sunbed for some fattened seals.
Eat the driftwood.
This driftwood tastes awful!
Oh damn!
After vomiting, I'm hungrier than ever!
Eat seals!
I devour the seal! There is great violence! Seals everywhere, no fear in their hearts. Its blood is a baptism, metaphorically marking my rebirth into this strange new land.
All right, now you're fed and you're not about to keel over, go and put down your ex.
Upon returning to the crash site, I find to my horror that my ex has disappeared.
Of course she has, yes.
I run into the jungle and I punch a tree until it explodes.
I'm about to breathe. Was there any money inside that tree?
I put the coins in my pocket.
Of course, good thinking, yes. Now, remember, wear your tracking badge. You didn't earn that for nothing. Now, so search the area for footprints.
I search for footprints in the vegetation. And I find against some Vikings.
Good Vikings or bad Vikings?
They're dressed oddly. I better fight them and find out.
Okay, now keep your wits about you. It's a new area, so they're bound to be very difficult. And if they're a new color, they might have all kinds of new abilities, so... Just keep an eye out.
They're using attacks I've never heard of. Blows deliver insane amounts of damage. They took my sword. Hey, cutting. Come back.
Oh, no one's ever done that.
Yes, that's Vikings way. Their manners. Speaking married. Brave and battle.
This is getting serious. I'm gonna have to call you back.
Oh, no, Your Highness. No, you could use my, my commands. Okay. Yes. It's good. I'll stay here. I'll man the fort. And I'll wait.
General Magnificent would not hear from the king again for some time. Those were the hardest years of his life. He haunted the corridors of Castle Magnificent, avoiding the stare of the portraits that hung on the walls. He had only the dullest of awareness that the castle was under near constant attack by feral spirits and forgotten gods.
Sir, are you in here?
Matt! What is it, Mechanicus? No, I don't like to disturb when I'm jacuzzi.
You are in your jacuzzi very often, sir. I just thought I could get away with it because, you're in my jacuzzi.
I think mine is broken.
If I recall, it started the fight, but you won it.
You won bad, don't know.
No, I was supervising the extermination of Wave 341 from the forest. It consisted of 25 bipedal tortoises as tall as the castle with twin cannons grafted to their shells.
What? I thought you were taking pot shots at skinks, wolves, and things out there.
We were, but that was a very long time ago, General. They've been learning since then. They manifest into slightly more powerful forms with every attempt to breach the walls. It's all in the reports I read for you. They're fresh on your desk every morning.
It doesn't matter what some pissant gods are dressing up as, Mechanicus. The king is gone. I was on the phone to him, but I couldn't help him.
I can only repeat the sign-off that every one of those reports has and say, remember, the king is alive out there, and we'll see him soon, and Mechanicus has an uncanny way of knowing what's gonna happen. There's a winking smiley face and everything. Trying to keep your spirits up. Actually, I do.
No, I think you know things.
It's a matter of public record where I come from, for, you see, I am a time traveler from the distant future.
And that's supposed to impress me, is it?
I only say it to reassure you at this difficult time.
What are you doing? Don't
please.
Don't have me that towel, is it?
Please take the towel, sir. We really have to go.
What? Who the hell was that?
That was Wave 345 taking down the big cannon. I don't think we can hold out against this one, sir. I've upgraded all our towers as far as they can go, but we're plumb out of cash. They've gone full Godzilla.
How many?
Nearly 100. Engineering gives an estimate that 3/4 will be eliminated by the time they reach the final wall.
My company brought down a Godzilla in the third season finale. Well, with Barlow at my side, Francis flanking them with his animal friends, and with you manning the towers, those 25 Godzillas might just present a bit of a challenge. What do you say, Mechanicus?
I'm sorry, sir, but that's really not gonna happen.
Now then! You've never been one to flinch in a staring match with destiny?
You're correct on that point, sir, which is why I'm here, and why I've sent Bob and St. Francis down to Adventdalen to catch a barnacle goose.
You've...
I told them it was stealing our jewels.
What? You'll get them back in the field. Put them in the moat.
On the field, General. There were no survivors of the siege of Castle Magnificent. Look, you and I are mentioned in records from a few years hence, but my satellite can't jump batteries, and who knows how it will affect any embodied batteries, so let's go.
Hand me my britches and say something that meant one little sentence.
We really need to cut to the chase. Don't worry about Barl and Francis. They show up on the lawn of the White Roost to help the king fight against them. Okay, General, please hold on to my arm. Yeah, like so. Good. Okay, computer, skip two to position two, come on six, and compile. Oh, hey, is that a lion?
It's Bitey! Don't go in there, Bitey!
And so fell the awesome castle in the Chillinous Plains. Sometimes, not even having all the upgrades can save you. One of the consequences of this tragedy was felt at that very instant and many miles away. It ruined a perfectly good fight. Auroch Man had stormed Terathor's office plaza in Dark Spain and cornered the villain on the roof.
You've been disrespecting Europe for too long, Terathor, and a lot of good people are going to be happy to see this place burnt down. Ah, no, don't bother calling your dumb henchmen. The Bull Boys have sorted them out already.
Oh, what? Which ones did they get? Was it Milkman? It's all right if it was Milkman. Just don't kill Antenna. You know, we're writing an opera together, and it's
never
very...
Never mind your opera. We're going to nail you to the f***ing wall.
Hang on, just gotta check this.
You are always on that damn thing.
It's just a notification, I'll just be a second, hang on.
Oh, that's loose, Terraform.
Walk, man! Bazaar's brought the van round!
Yeah, nice one, load it up with the goodies. Like, Terraform. Yeah, Terraform, mate. Hey, if you was us, what would you nick of yours?
Holy, get out, wow!
Mate, they've got a Wii U!
Dogie, leave that rubbish alone, yeah? It's gonna rot your brain. Right. Terraform, what's your message? What's it say?
This is here. I've gotta go.
Well, you're not walking out of here, Sunshine. You see this belt I'm wearing?
And a day goes by on Instagram and I don't see it.
He's going for a stupid little flying disc.
Yep, getting on the disc.
Oh, come down here and fight me. This belt makes me invincible.
that's why I'm not coming down, after all. It looks good on you, by the way.
Don't say that. You're liking my pictures, ironically.
You'll never know for sure.
Your belt looks sick. You're invincible and sick, Rocky.
I want you to burn this place to the ground, doggy.
Oh, but, they've got a Wii U.
Yeah, so you're burning that first.
Oh, don't be sore. We'll get him next time. Rocky, we'll get him. We'll string him up. Everyone will see it. Come on, man. Spain's rubbish anyway. Let's go home.
All right, doggy, next time.
Yeah, next time.
Safe, mum.
Yeah. Pow.
Word.
That's the end of chapter 19.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now.
There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome.
You definitely have that right, my good man.
Thanks, Dr. Mary.
My pleasure, Billy. And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye!
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy.
Twisted Pulp magazine! Available! In dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere! Or at digitalvaudeville.com! That is digitalvaudeville.com!